This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening on a Friday. We're hanging out. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's been a fun day. If you're just tuning in, Mike and I started the show, and we were talking about, you know, the fact the Falcons coming off of OTAs, organized
team activities,
and they're going to get to mandatory minicamp here in June. But, Mike, the story, or at least the rumor out there, is that the Falcons are entertaining calls for Kyle Pitts. And we said, look, we're not telling you that he's going to be traded.
If the story is accurate, but the story's out there, we're not going to ignore it.
No. And by the way, a lot of times these stories are right on point. They may not happen when you expect them to, but sometimes they play out. And for Jordan Schultz, who's a very credible reporter, he says multiple teams have reached out to the Falcons about the availability of Kyle Pitts. Nothing is imminent. Okay. But Atlanta would prefer to keep him. That is my thought. I think they want to keep him. But if I told you a team called and said, hey, we're willing to give up a third-round pick for Kyle Pitts, you got to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think we get that. I think some of our audience on the text line said 4th or 5th round at best. And this gets back to the great debate. And we talked about it with Brian McFadden. You'll hear what he had to say in just a second. But is it a combination of injuries? Yes, because he definitely missed, you know, half a season. And then it almost took him a half of the next season.
Yeah.
And he was never the same guy. Arthur Smith told us on the air that Kyle Pitts wasn't 100%. And we always said, then don't ask him to do stuff he can't physically do, which further kind of gets the fan base thinking, what the heck's going on with this guy? Is it the scheme? You know, is he a victim of circumstance? Two bum quarterbacks. Matt Ryan gets him 1,000 yards, only gets in the end zone once. But then you get to Kirk Cousins, he's got a couple of touchdowns. He had five touchdowns last year with some competent quarterback play, including our guy at the end of the season, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
But then you also get into things that pros have said, things that his coaching staff has said, general managers that we need Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be, which is, again, code for those of you who are stunted. He's not doing what they need him to do. Greg Olsen said he's not running the routes. Rodney Harrison, you said this before Rodney Harrison by about a year, a guy that athletic, that big, shouldn't play that soft. So I think if you take it all into the equation, then there's the scheme about, are they using him the right way? I can't give you the definitive answer. I think it's all part. If it's a pie chart, I think it's all split into quarters on that. I think all of those things are true.
Yes, because they all can be true. He's not doing enough. They haven't used him properly. He has played with some bum quarterbacks. But when he's available and capable, he can be really good. He's shown flashes. 64% of the folks who have voted on our poll at 92.9 The Game and at Dukes and Bell, would you trade Kyle Pitts for a day two pick? And Mike, he clarified this. Listen, the first night of the draft, that's the first round. That's Thursday. Day two are rounds what? 2, 3, right? And then you get into Saturday's picks. It's 4 through 7 or whatever it is. So you're telling me for a day two pick you wouldn't trade Kyle Pitts. I just don't know if anybody's going to offer that for Kyle Pitts because of his lack of production. But, Mike, you're right. I don't know, first of all, who to point the finger at. Who's the blame? What I will tell you is if he's here, we have to find a way to incorporate his skills better than we have over the last 3 or 4 years. And whether it was Arthur Smith and now it's Zach Robinson, and maybe, you know what, behind closed doors, Mike, maybe Zach is like, I don't know if I can use this guy the way I want because he's not giving me what I need. If that's the case, then trade it.
Yeah, then trade it. And I know most of our audience is basically echoing what Carl and I said to start the show. Where the hell was this, you know, the week or two before the draft?
Would have loved this opportunity, you know, because you would have gotten more.
Now, I will say this. If you could ever find a way to massage this deal to being a second or third rounder, that's day two. 4 through 7 is day 3.
Yeah.
Still seems like a reach, but it's something to think about when you consider we have no first-round pick next year. You know, and you felt you, and you traded as well to move back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Back up to get Xavier Waters. So just something to think about that, you know, yes, I do it. Not sure if he's ever going to be the right fit for an L.A. Rams-style offense. Because if you look at the Tyler Higbee numbers, they're basically the same thing that Pitts put up. So it's almost like Zach doesn't speak tight end.
404.
And I hate that.
I do, too. 404-726-0929. Me, personally, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say I would like to see him here and see him with Michael Penix and what this is. And if he balls out, let's have a discussion after the season about where this goes, whether that's an extension to Mike's point, a franchise tag, whatever you might want to do. I'm not ready to have that conversation right now because he hasn't done enough.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. But if the Falcons made a deal and we come back, Mike, in 2 weeks or whatever it might be or before training camp and you find this out, I'm all for moving him and saying that you know what? This was in the best interest of the team, and right, we just felt like it was time. I would be okay with that. 4 years should be enough for you to have a sense of what a right player is and what he isn't. All right, before we let you hear, B-Mac, we do have news from our own Grant McCauley, who's going to join us in less than 8 minutes from now, about the Braves pitching staff.
Yeah, A.J. Smith-Shawver, guys, it's official. It's a torn UCL. Mm. A.J. Smith-Shawver will undergo evaluation. Surgical procedure hasn't been decided. But it's generally, as Grant points
done
out, Tommy John.
Done.
So that means we're not going to see him for another year and a few months. Bryce Elder is going to – I just talked about Bryce Elder. Going to see him on Sunday. So he'll jump up. Bryce Elder's been really good. He's been getting into the sixth inning the last number of starts. They had a four-game win streak with him. But Smith-Shawver, from much of this, you know, a small sample size, looked like the light had gone on, and I was feeling really good about it. Weren't you?
I was. This is so damn unfortunate. The timing of it. And, look, double A, you got to do something here, man.
You're going to have to go get some. But, again,
you got to go do something.
Nobody moves this early before the trade deadline.
No,
You know, this is going to be more of like that Odorizzi and Chorizo. That's Odorizzi and Yanni Chorizo. They'll try to look for some bums who get released in the meantime. But maybe Elder can handle it. And Schwellenbach does his thing. And I know you were worried about Strider. Is Strider going to get dialed in?
Well, I just feel like when I say you got to do something, it doesn't have to be immediate. You have options right now. But when we get to the trade deadline, this may be the time in which AA finally does a big-time deal, not just a casual deal. He's done a lot of casual stuff, stuff that most of us have been, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. And most of it has helped. He's going to have to address this. Mike, there's no way. And the Dodgers are going to get healthy. Dodgers are going through their own injuries. But if you feel like, as I do, that's the team we're going to have to beat to get to the World Series, okay? Hmm. They are going to have legitimately 7-8 guys that could be starters on any other team when they get fully healthy. Remember, Shohei's not even pitching yet.
Right.
So I just feel like in this environment where we are, and with the way Smith-Shawver was pitching, and certainly Strider coming along, Chris Sale looks like Chris Sale, guys. He was great last night. I don't know if that's enough. And I feel like for the first time, like we've done these casual deals, but maybe this is the first time that he's going to do something major. And what that means is you go get the most or the best pitcher available at the trade deadline. We've not done that.
But this brings us back to something which had nerds losing their minds. Does Sean Murphy have an inherent value?
Who?
Sean Murphy. See, that's the thing. You're not going to get – guy just hit me up with the text. We could trade Sean Murphy. No, you're going to want prospects. And our minor league system over the years has been depleted because you've made moves like get Sean Murphy and Matt Olson, things like that. I'm not arguing with it. I'm just saying it's not considered one of the deeper farm systems right now in Major League Baseball.
I think it's better than what we give it credit for.
And I'm
not
gonna
it's not where it was, to your point. Right. I think it's better than what we think it is. Let's be honest. Unless you are a hardcore baseball guy, you're not keeping up consistently with what we've got in the minor leagues and what teams feel like may be attractive pieces. So I'll give you an example. Drake Baldwin is now with the big club. If he wasn't, Mike, and by the way, not telling you that they might not look at that and say, yeah, that's a big trading piece because he's already shown you in the majors he can do something. Drake Baldwin would have been in Gwinnett and a guy that we would have been like, oh, we don't have anything. And he might have been a piece that other teams go, that guy's going to be something. We might have some value there. You just don't know. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to do that. But this A.J. Smith-Shawver thing now, you know, UCL, that's bad news, man.
Again, I just retweeted Grant's story about Smith-Shawver, and I said, good grief. You know, so many of the Braves' young pitchers can never seem to stay healthy, and somebody hit me back and goes, that's all the baseball. And I go, to a degree.
It is.
But I will say this. This goes back to, you know, your kid only playing baseball and not playing basketball or football or wrestling, throwing splitters and 90, trying to get the 90-plus in high school. Somebody's parents throwing at Tommy Johns on kids in their teens. I mean, it's amazing. John Smoltz always talks about the over-specialization of baseball. And I don't trying to rant here, but it just is what it is. These kids, you're putting more strain and more torque on these arms than they've ever seen before.
404-726-0929. We will talk more with Grant about that, but that is news we needed to let you know as this Red Sox series gets underway. He was on his way back to Atlanta last night, so the images showed, you know, that UCL, and that's Tommy John. All right, as far as the Falcons are concerned, one other thing I want to mention, you can go vote on our poll about Kyle Pitts, and again, nothing is imminent. I do want to repeat that because you hear us and you go, man, I heard Dukes and Bell said they're going to trade him. It's not what we're saying. We're saying they're taking phone calls. And if
one reporter says they're taking phone calls. He says multiple means more than one.
Yeah, if the deal is right, then they may do that. The other thing is Jalen Ramsey's out there as well.
Right.
You want him? You want to make a deal for Jalen Ramsey?
I like what we've got. I think that's too much money to get tied to. And I think at this stage of his career, statistically, he's been diminishing returns. You know me. I saw him make too many. I know Brian McFadden said he's a great tackler. I saw him make so many business decisions in Tallahassee. I'm too close to it.
Okay.
But we did ask B about Kyle Pitts.
We did. And here is his response about whether he would trade Kyle Pitts if he was running the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, I would. I would, and here's why. Clearly, the compensation has to make sense for the organization. But just entertaining the opportunity to trade Kyle Pitts, it makes all the sense in the world, because when you look at Kyle Pitts, outside of his rookie campaign, he hasn't really lived up to the billing, you know, because of injuries and not just being involved in the offense. Whatever reason you want to throw out, it just hasn't come to fruition like many thought it would be. But, Carl, we talked about this last week. You know, if Kyle Pitts come, if 2025 is a resurgence of his career, if he has, what, 800 yards receiving, 8 or 9 touchdowns, he's going to ask for a massive contract. A contract in a high level in terms of the tight end position. And you said last week that you wouldn't entertain paying him that, right? So understanding that could potentially be a realistic opportunity for Kyle Pitts. If you're Atlanta and the compensation is definitely up to your liking and what you would get in trading Kyle Pitts, I really do believe you have to consider doing so.
I do too. And by the way, you know, we talk about this with our basketball team. If you're in the play-in every year, how can you say somebody's not tradable? Well, what has this football team done? Is there somebody on this team that's not tradable? I do believe you're not trading Bijan. You're certainly not trading Michael Penix, right? Drake London, you're not trading. There are guys, you know, you're not trading Jesse Bates. But there are also guys, I said, you pick up the phone, they ask, you hang up the phone. There are guys that you pick up the phone and they go, what do you think? And you talk to them.
Hey, man, like we said, we've covered this from stem to stern. I'd love to see Pitts flourish. And then we have a good problem. Hey, maybe we franchise tag him, right? If Pitts goes for 1,000 yards, if two of his 5 years are 1,000 yards, my biggest thing is he doesn't get in the end zone enough. But that also gets back to play calling, bad quarterback play. So there's never an easy, simple answer for Pitts. But I do think him working to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be,
which is what we've heard a lot of,
you know, means he's got to do better.
All right, man, we'll take a quick break. We're coming back. Grant's going to join us. He'll fill in the blanks for us on the Smith-Sharver situation. What's next and how long? Because Mike said it. All right, here comes Elder. Is he here to stay? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.